VOA News via remote. The international community pledged more than $1.2 billion for humanitarian and development assistance for Afghanistan on Monday. The United Nations remained in Afghanistan, and along with numerous international aid organizations. The population faced dire living conditions from years of conflict, severe drought, and COVID-19. Even before the government collapsed and the Taliban swept into Kabul on August 15th, the UN appealed for $606 million for the remainder of the year for food, health care, shelter, and other vital needs to assist 11 million people. The country's poverty rate is spiraling, public services are close to collapse, and the UN says many people could run out of food by the end of this month as prices climb and salaries and savings dry up. With winter approaching, humanitarians urgently need to pre-position food and other supplies in areas where access will become difficult because of bad weather. UN Secretary of State and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, testifying at a congressional hearing Monday, staunchly defended the country's military withdrawal last month from Afghanistan. Speaking to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Blinken said there was no evidence that staying longer would have made the Afghan government any more resilient or self-sustaining. Opposition Republican lawmakers, as well as some Democratic colleagues of President Biden, have criticized the president's handling of the withdrawal of troops, American civilians, and Afghans who work for U.S. forces. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden is using his first Western swing since taking office to hold out the wildfires burning across the region as an argument for his $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan. He is calling year-round fire is another extreme weather, a climate change reality the nation can no longer ignore. With stops Monday in Idaho and California, Biden sought to boost support for his plan, saying every dollar spent on resilience would save $6 in future cost. He said the rebuilding must go beyond simply restoring damaged systems and instead ensure that communities can withstand weather and catastrophic weather, he said, does strike based on partisan ideology, but does not. Voters in the U.S. city of Boston, Massachusetts, are going to the polls Tuesday to pick two candidates to run in the November 2nd mayoral election. Till now, Boston has only elected white men to the mayor's office. This year, however, all four candidates are women of color. U.S. Capitol Police said that they arrested a California man early Monday near the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington, and that multiple knives, a bayonet, and a machete were in his truck. It is illegal to carry a bayonet and a machete in Washington. Police said they arrested a man, David Craighead, who's 44, of Oceanside, California, who told them he was on patrol. Craighead was charged with possession of prohibited weapons. Police say they noticed the truck Sunday around midnight. It had a swastika and other white supremacist symbols painted on it. Instead of a license plate, police said that the truck had a picture of an American flag. Police said that they are continuing to investigate. Security in the area remains high. It's only a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol, site of the break-in by an angry mob of supporters of former U.S. President Donald Trump on January 6th of this year. Those supporting the more than 600 rioters arrested 8 months ago are planning a rally in Washington on Saturday. And Norwegians voted in general elections on Monday. Official projections based on a preliminary vote count indicate the governing conservatives will lose power after a campaign dominated by climate change and the future of Norway's oil and gas exploration industry. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.